The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 10th chapter. Just then a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? What do you read there?" He answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have given the right answer. Do this and you will live." But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers, who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now, by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, the Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, 'Take care of him. And when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend.' Which of these do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell in the hands of robbers?" He said, "The one who showed mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." This is the gospel of our Lord. Seated. You don't want to stand, it's too long. May grace and peace from God our Father be yours in abundance. Amen. Vicar Lisa came to me about a month ago and asked me if I was willing to give the sermon today. I like that challenge to have to ponder the scripture and to organize my thoughts so you will take away my thoughts and go home. I thought long and hard about today's scripture and the other readings on the kind of message I could write. When I started to collect my thoughts about the gospel message, the story from Luke today goes beyond the similar story found in the Gospel of Mark that talks to the loving your God with all your heart, your neighbor as yourself. The part that separates the Luke version from the Mark's version adds the explanation of who your neighbor is. I thought on it for several days and what message I could give. These two messages are quite similar, but I couldn't find anything I really could take hold of and talk to you about. But then I got something in the mail that helped me inspire me for today's message. Sometimes the lessons from Scripture doesn't give a specific direction on how the Holy Spirit wants you to go. It's like when you're trying to decide something very important that affects your life, but then the Holy Spirit points out something to you to point you in a different direction you really haven't thought of. Let me change direction for a moment and ask you a question. What if I asked, instead of me standing here, Vicar Lisa asked you to give the sermon? Yes, when she asked you to give the sermon instead of me. You might be really hesitant to do it, but somehow I think you could. You might also start to laugh about the idea of giving a sermon. Everyone likes to talk during the coffee hour, don't they? So why don't you want to use your same energy to give a sermon? I'm confident that everyone here could give a sermon just once, but giving multiple sermons over time might be more difficult for you. I found out that I was first asked to give a sermon. I contemplated a lot of things. In some ways, it was very different from anything I've done at work, at presentations. The only thing that was different in doing a sermon is you have time to prepare and to organize your thoughts. More times than not, when I worked, many of my presentations were spontaneous. As an active Christian, many times when you find yourself in passing your faith on to others, talk to someone who's experiencing some troubled times, or just trying to give them some support when God could help them. Doing this could be very difficult when you have to consider other things in these situations. Now that I've said that, any situation you find yourself trying to help someone will depend on the relationship you have with that person. That's the starting point. The first question is who the person is that you're trying to help. Is that person your life partner? Is it a child of yours? Is it a person that's a friend? Or is it someone you just don't know that well? Each time when you find yourself in these situations, God should be at the center to help them and to help you. By doing this, you will have to lean on your faith so God's strength can come through in response to them for help. You can keep God at the center by the offering of the prayers and everything you say to them. Prayers is the engine that God uses to make our faith work. Sorry. Stray vodka. In addition to offering prayers to someone reaching out to help, reading a scripture can also put them at peace while they're trying to find the answers to the dilemma. There's one that I really like, and I suggest you could use too. It's from 1 Peter, first chapter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, he has given you a new birth into a living hope and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. Even now, for a little while, you have had to suffer various trials, so that the degeneracy of your faith, being more precious than gold, result in praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Although you have not seen him, you love him. Even though you have not seen him now, you believe in him and rejoice with the indescribable and glorious joy. For you are receiving the outcome of your faith, salvation of your souls. That might work all the time. Put their source ultimately through the God of faith, everything you say. If you are traveling with a person in times of trouble, much of what you have to give them is not really from you, but given by God through his strength and grace. You're just a conduit that it happens. But what you're giving more than prayers? You're giving hope. Giving hope is important in situations very much like this. Always heal, always give hope. But people believing in God using his love to change things makes it part of their lives. That could be part of the answer for the dilemma that they're in as well. Through God's blessings, you know it's there to help people with the answer of life's problems. We know that God's love is present every moment in our lives without us ever having to ask. So let your message be heard to help them in your life you know and love. This is a big part of finding the answer to life's problems. So are you ready to give that sermon? I don't see any hands. Use your life that is filled with God's love as an example for everyone to use that's listening to you. If you might have a problem limiting the number of examples you can use, support it by talking about God's strength and grace and what it could do for them. Your life already holds a special place for that in your life as well. Oh yeah, I started by saying I got something in the mail that pointed me in the direction of the sermon and lifted me up, and I didn't really expect it. As most Sunday, Father's Day, I got a card from my daughter and my grandchildren. It was like every other Father's Day card except for one thing. They wrote a very special message that my daughter wrote on the card that said, grateful that God handpicked the absolute best for us. Love you. By saying that, it gives you the energy to love God even more. By doing that, her she'll pass. So again, you think you can't or won't give a sermon? Life has too many twists and turns for you to expect that will happen. Can you do it? God will help you find the ideas and give you the strength to say those things. So let God steer your life to find God's love in everything you say and do. So let your faith show that through by putting God's love at work on the situation or any situation, maybe your own. May you always find the words to help express God's love in life to everyone you touch and to give guidance in situations. Make God at the center. And you don't have to stand in this pulpit to give that sermon. Amen.